Foley's choice of Bridgeport for the announcement of his exploratory committee is significant for two reasons. First of all, he signaled that he plans to focus much of his campaign on winning support in the cities, which traditionally vote Democratic. He criticized Malloy's record of raising taxes and said the governor's policies and investments have not supported urban communities.
I think my message, and just as importantly, Governor Malloy's record will mean if we have the same amount of money, and I get in this race, I'll win.
Jonathan Harris, executive director of the state's Democratic Party, says Malloy's record has helped the cities. He said it's a record of job creation and deficit reduction, which is good for urban Connecticut.
The gun violence prevention bill, that helps people in the cities. The investment in education and education reform that had never been achieved here in Connecticut, that helps students and families in the cities.
Bridgeport was also a significant choice for Foley's announcement because the city was the site of voting irregularities that were questioned in the last incredibly tight race. When Foley conceded in 2010, he said a recount wouldn't have made a difference, and he called it a conclusive victory for Malloy. Now, he says,
I think if there had been all voter fraud had been eliminated in 2010, I would have won the election. But a recount does not pick up all voter fraud.
Democrat Harris says he's not aware of any fraud, and if that was an issue, Foley should have brought it up at the time. Governor Malloy has not yet said whether he intends to seek a second term. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton, Senate Minority Leader John McKinney, and State Senator Tony Boucher have all said they're considering running for the Republican ticket in the gubernatorial race. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.